Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Nice try. Let's try it one more time. Is it me, or are there people sitting over here?
Yeah.
Oh, is this curtain? Thank you. That was the problem. When I said, "This is Doug Loves Movies," everybody over there didn't even see me. So, of course, I was going to get that reaction. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Wow, that was almost like a statement rather than a song. This is Doug Loves Movies. Thank you for being here. We are at Dynasty Typewriter once again, our new monthly home here in Los Angeles. You know we're in Los Angeles because I'm drinking water out of a box. And today I brought a prize box. I had this big, nice box laying around. And it looks like Louis Vuitton, doesn't it? But it's not. It's a knockoff Louis Vuitton box. But I put a bunch of stuff in it, and I'll tell you about it very soon. It's Saturday, September 17th, 2022, and you all came here for this part of the show. Doug plugs, everybody's favorite part. Doug Loves Movies returns to the Punchline in San Francisco on Saturday, October 15th, and we'll be right back here at Dynasty Typewriter on October 22nd. Both of those shows at 4:20. Approximately. I like to start a few minutes late, but the traffic today in LA is fucked for some reason. So thank you to all of you for being here on time in spite of that. It'll be interesting. Maybe a couple episodes ago, you may have remembered I was worried one of the guests wouldn't get here, and we're back in that position once again. Yeah, but today the traffic was terrible, so it's a good excuse. The last time the person was just late. in my opinion. You know, there's people that like miss, you know, they underestimate the traffic, and that's why they're late. And there's people that, you know, just assume there's going to be traffic and then it's worse than they thought it was going to be. All of my dates and deets are at, oh my God, I'm worried about this part. All of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. Oh, hey, speaking of John Hamm, here's a John Hamm update. He can't make it to the show today because he's at a birthday party. And I almost had the follow-up question, adult or child? Because on a Saturday afternoon, you figure if it's an adult party, you know, it'll be going into the night probably. Could show up later. It's my opinion. let's talk about the prize bag. I made a video and put it on my Instagram. You know, you don't know Doug on Instagram if you want to, really eyeball all this stuff. But real quickly, I'll just tell you, I got foam fingers that say we're number two because they're holding up two fingers. A pair of thieves. Have you heard of this company? I guess they make shirts and pants and stuff. And here's some for you. A Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins, a whole bottle of Patron tequila. Yeah, that was sent to me by the show Players on Paramount Plus. Some fancy glasses, a peacemaker pipe, a black box from the show The Alienist. Did anybody like that show, The Alienist? It's a black box full of Alienist stuff that they sent me, and I went, I'm not watching that show. And then this is just the stupidest thing. This is a Late Late Show James Corden carpool karaoke microphone. Yeah. It's like a gold microphone. But it says carpool karaoke everywhere on it in big letters, so I don't know how much pride you can have in that. And then... I can't believe I saved the best for last. I got a copy of Santa Clarita magazine because I went to Magic Mountain and that's what they had in the hotel was Santa Clarita magazine. So somebody's going to win all of this stuff today if I can get it all back in the box. Are you ready to meet our guests? All right. I know at least three of them are here and we'll see how it shakes out. Please welcome Billy Boyd, Amy Miller, Aiden Meyeri, and Dominic Monaghan. Everybody's here.
Hi.
Everybody made it.
You just walked through the door. Do you need to do anything?
Oh. Do you need to use the restroom or something?
Hello. Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Aiden. Nice to meet you.
Isn't that beautiful?
I know. Usually the guests get a chance to meet backstage, but everybody's meeting on the stage right now.
You just arrived.
Yeah. I just ran in. Yeah.
It was crazy out there, Doug.
It really was stupid.
There's something happening somewhere.
Yay. Speaking of things that are dumb, my chair's low.
I just noticed that. Do you need some phone books?
No, I've been using this chair every time, but for some reason this time it suddenly feels like I'm very small.
You're so far away.
And so far away. But fortunately, the curtain opened all the way, and it was magical because everybody could see me. Let's meet all of our guests, my guests, individually. And Amy, you're going to be excited to hear this. We're doing it alphabetically by first name now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's Amy Miller, everybody.
Hi. Hi, guys. It's been so long.
It really has. I've been, tracking you.
Oh, good.
Hassling you.
Yes.
Asking you to do the show repeatedly.
Following me.
And you're always like, I'm out on the road, dude. I got things to do.
Been busy,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, been super busy, and that's good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come see me on the road.
We'll get your specific plugs in there at the end.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. I'm coming to the
city near
you. Don't
turn the show off if you're excited about Amy Miller's plugs. That's a reason to stick around for the next 80 to 85 minutes, however long it shakes out to be. Also joining us today, I confuse myself with my own changing the alphabet around, and now I've got it. And I think you're all sitting in the exact order that I needed. I don't even need to look at my notes. You sat down alphabetically by first name.
Yeah.
And our next guest is a first timer. I'm so glad she's here, everybody. Give it up for Aiden Mayuri. Star of one of my favorite shows of late, I Love That For You on Showtime.
Woo! Get Showtime. Yeah. Nobody has it.
Or wait for it to merge with Paramount Plus.
Yes, it is. It will be available on Paramount
Plus. It's going to happen. Yeah. And then also, but you're in theaters now in the latest Fletch film with our friend John Hamm, Confess Fletch.
True.
Is in theaters now. Have you seen it already? No, one guy speaks for the entire audience. No. Doug, it opened Never this weekend will. And we are here. Where do you think we get the time? So is I Love That For You picked up for another more?
We don't officially know, but we're
okay. Well, I'm gonna start a letter writing campaign, and I think it's gonna work.
Yeah, no, me too.
I feel good about
they
it.
They take your opinion very seriously over there.
I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about more Fletch films.
Yes.
Because this is like the opening the door
for a Fletchiverse.
Exactly.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, and I really do want to see more of it. It's it's more like the books than the Chevy Chase
the
Fletch.
The books that we've all...
For people who like to act like they're all cerebral and more into book reading than movies. I really, when the first Fletch came out, I was young and impressionable, and it got me to read a bunch of the Fletch books.
Oh.
And I like them a lot, yeah. So I'm glad...
That first Fletch film is really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun movie.
He has a tricky... reputation, Chevy Chase. Right?
Well, that's why I was trying
Tell
to.
Us about
that's
it.
Why I was trying to move on quickly.
Because
this
know.
New Fletch doesn't need any of the old Fletch stank on it.
Let's start some gossip about John.
Yeah,
he's
I'm not,
so
I'm
mean.
Not spending
what an
time
asshole.
He's such a meanie pants. That
charming.
That John Hamm.
Terrible man.
Mm-hmm. Also joining us today, another first-time guest on the show, co-host of the Friendship Onion podcast, it's Billy Boyd, everybody.
Hello, hello, yeah. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks for coming out. I mean, I know you got wrangled into this because your co-host is also a guest today.
I just go where he tells me to.
Yeah, right? So tell everybody about the podcast that the two of you do together.
It's very sexy.
Oh,
as a podcast, and it's funny sometimes, and it's a lot warmer than in here. It's freezing up here.
You want my jacket?
What is that? What is
well,
that?
Well, we try
about?
To overcompensate for, but because of how hot the guests are.
Do you want my shirt?
Lovely, lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
For the listeners, Amy is resplendent in a shirt that just says Danny DeVito on it.
Lovely.
Hand embroidered. I got it at a thrift store. Can you believe it?
That's a good buy.
We all just heard the history of the T-shirt backstage.
Hey, zip it.
Oh, wow.
Hey, let's go back to Chevy Chase.
Marilyn? How often does your it's a weekly podcast, or how often you make these things?
Yeah, it comes out every week on a Tuesday. It's called The Friendship Onion, and we sometimes talk about Lord of the Rings, and sometimes we just talk shit.
That's a win.
Cool. Yeah.
I would say mainly shit.
Yeah. That's something for everybody, you
right?
know?
Exactly.
And how much? It must be. What was the aggregate amount of time you spent making Lord of the Rings movies?
Six,
8 years, something like that?
No, it was like 4 years. It was a year and a half straight through. And then it was sort of 4 or 5 months every year after that for the next 3 years.
Yeah, a ton
so
of press
sort
as
of
well.
4 years of our lives.
A lot
but
of time.
But then I think probably ongoing throughout our life anyway, right?
Yeah. Just it's sort of always there in the background, isn't it?
The whole Amazon show has probably brought it back into our world a little bit more, probably.
Right. And are you? How you feel about? Well, let's just introduce you since you've been talking, and I haven't said
before you do
who you are yet.
Before you do,
yes, sir.
Think about my last name.
Why did I fuck it up on the first time?
That's all right.
Ooh.
Just think.
Maybe
just
you
think
said
about
it too good the
just
first
think about
time.
It.
It's Dominic, everybody.
It's all right, Doug. It's a silent
good
G.
Old Dom is here. Well, that's a thing. I go
it's
back and forth
G.
on all the G people because some G people silent it and some don't. And
no.
Strangely enough, I got it right when you came on my weed show. I'm not high enough right now to get
true.
It right, I guess.
The last time I saw my parents, I actually said to them, I've talked about this with Billy, but I said to my parents, I'm thinking of dropping the G. How do you feel about that? And my parents were like, why would you drop the G? And I'm like, well, if you drop the G, then it's obviously Monaghan. But with the G in there, sometimes people say Monaghan.
Sure.
Which is not correct.
Ever? It's always silent?
It's always silent. Like in the same way that the G in silent is silent and complicated.
I mean,
you just don't say it.
That word is more complicated than we know. It really is almost an onomatopoeia.
Yeah. Yeah, and my parents were like, oh, you can't drop the G, that's your name. And I was like, yeah, but it's become a little bit of an albatross because you do get, you've been with me, Moynihan, 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 Moynihan.
Yeah.
It's Monaghan. It's okay.
No,
we should move on. It's become an albatross.
No,
it's interesting, Tom. It's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's good. But yeah. I don't think you should drop it because
you didn't.
Because I don't think your dad would like that.
I don't think he would.
What the podcast is like?
This is, yeah. Pretty much.
It is.
Sexy. But sexier.
Less clothes.
We'll probably do like 20, 25 minutes on your t-shirt this week.
I can't wait.
That was an interesting story you told.
Oh, good.
It was a lovely story.
Yeah. No,
but anyway.
You should tell it publicly.
Anyway. Everybody, be sure to check out Friendship Onion.
Yeah,
the podcast
Onion.
Entirely about the silent G.
Yes.
There's so many words, so many Tolkien words that have no G. Oh, that's fun. Dominic Monaghan. How do you pronounce the writer of the Lord of the Rings?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, right? That Tolkien movie came out about him, and everyone was saying Tolkien through the whole thing. I was like, I've been saying it wrong for 50 years. Yeah. Because everybody likes to try to do a Tolkien, like they really get into the eye that's back there.
It's a weird thing, a name, because like the person who has the name is very connected to it, and they get told throughout their whole life, this is your name, this is how you say it. And then when people say it in the correct way, there's a feeling towards it. And when people say it in a way that is even slightly subtly different, there's a feeling towards that as well. Billy has a name that you can't get wrong. Billy Boyd. You can't get that wrong. You wouldn't say Billy Boing or Bobby Bing or whatever. You say Billy Boyd.
Well, now.
When we're in New Zealand, one of our producers was like, you have one of the greatest names. You should come up with a denim company. Billy Boy jeans. And I was like, I would buy those fucking jeans. That sounds amazing, you know?
Or just Billy Boy bikinis.
Right.
Exactly.
With a name that's slightly confusing, mine is slightly confusing, Dominic Monaghan, people are like, So sometimes people will come over to me, you know, whatever, to say hello, and they'll be like, are you Dominic? And I'll go, yeah. And I'm like, I know that guy doesn't know how my last name goes, you know? Although butcher it, you know? Are you Dominic? I'm like, just let me sign it.
Well, they should just give it a shot because you're so chill about the whole thing. I'm going to start calling you Duh.
Yeah, exactly. I've been thinking about the silent
Duh,
G.
Benson.
The silent G in my name. I've gotten away with for years of telling people, you know, you pronounce the G. And now my cover is blown. Everyone's going to call me.
Wait, but no, Doug, is that the full name of... Is that your full name or are you Douglas?
I'm Douglas.
Okay, but you've been Doug since you were a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens.
Do your Douglas. Parents, family, whatever, call you Douglas or are you Doug?
Nobody calls me Douglas.
Okay.
Yeah, except for absolute. Like, that's when I know I'm talking to an absolute stranger.
Ah.
Or a robot.
Or a robot. Right.
Sometimes.
Or E.T. at the end of that ride at Universal.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Because if you ever, like, get my hotel room, and then when I check in, my TV says, "Welcome, Douglas." And I really do last. I really enjoy that. When you pay.
In my room, it says, "Welcome, Amy." I don't know what's going on with these hotel bookings, but thank you all for being here. Dominic, was there anything you wanted to talk about besides your name?
My insecurity about my last name.
Yeah. Anything you want to add about the Friendship Onion?
No, I'm good, man. It's just really good to see you. It's been like we've interspersed seeing each other, but in those times that we've seen each other, it's been really fun. I think I did Doug Loves Movies at Upright Citizens Brigade,
mm-hmm.
like 10, 12 years ago or something like that. Honestly, a long time
ago. It's been a little while, yeah.
And then we did Getting Doug with High, mm-hmm. which people still talk to me about. And I think I told you, we were talking backstage, I brought my publicist, who at the time... I mean, she's obviously my publicist, but she was she's a pal. So I was like, you want to come and hang out and watch this show? And she had to leave halfway through the show because she got so contact high from the thing. So I don't know, man. It's just good to see you. Like, you make really good shows. And I just love the fact that I have really good anecdotal stories to tell about the times that we've hung out.
Isn't that nice?
So sweet.
Well, before we get to the game part of the show, I always like to ask my guests, like to put everybody on a spot and ask them to recommend a movie for the listeners to potentially check out. But I give everybody a category of late. And so today is the day we're taping. This is going to come out in a couple days, but the day we're taping this is, according to the internet, it's Batman Day. Yeah, and I don't know what that entails or how that affects our lives and what we're supposed to do about it being Batman Day. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do on Free Slurpee Day, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do on Batman Day. But I thought I'd at least give a nod to the old fella, because Batman has been a character in many feature films over the years. And so I'll start with you, Amy.
I just say a Batman movie?
What's your favorite... See, this is the thing. If you're not into Batman movies, which one is the closest to being worth your time?
Okay,
like, what's
I'm
your favorite-ish Batman movie?
I'm not just kissing your ass, because I never have. Why would I start now? But I was very high in Colorado, and I watched Lego Batman again, because the two friends I was staying with hadn't ever seen it. And the Airbnb had a DVD collection, which I really enjoyed, because I was like, let's not get into streaming. We have to pick something from this shelf. And that's what we settled on. And then Blair was like, I didn't know Doug was in this. I was like, oh, hell yeah. But that movie is so funny. The Lego movies are very funny.
Yeah. No, I'm really proud to be a part of it. And if all four of you, if all of you give the same answer,
watch Lego Batman.
I'll be fine with it
on DVD, so nobody knows.
Stay in the shadows. All right. Aiden, do you have a favorite Batman movie?
I used to watch the Adam West show with my dad, the Pow. So that one just came to mind, but that's not a movie. So
they did make one Batman movie that was
the characters
from the series.
West,
did they really?
It's pretty fun.
Was
too.
It good? Okay. Well,
silly.
That one. I like silly. I like a silly Batman.
Yeah. At one point, he's like running around with a bomb that's got a fuse, and it's it's lit, and it's like.
Also, they had the whole punching thing on the screen, pow, all that kind of thing. And one of the things that they would say on the screen was Biff, and Biff in Britain means vagina.
No.
Yeah. So
really?
It'd be like, vaginas. Oh,
so wait, maybe was he punching him in the biff?
No. Very jarring as a kid. Vagina. This was a kid's show.
Well, definitely stay away from the Back to the Future films.
We feel that way when you guys say cunt.
Right. Fanny pack. The whole fanny pack thing is strange.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we call them bum bags. Fannies are vaginas. So when we were in New Zealand, Sean Astin's little girl, his wife at one point said, okay, let's get going. Move your fanny. And we were like, no, you can't say that. That's move your vagina to like a toddler. You can't say that.
Right. Sorry, I biffed it. Billy Boyd.
Hello.
Dominic is right. That was easy to say.
Right, right. It rolls off the tongue.
Now, Douglas, I'm pretty sure this is not the best Batman movie, but Prince did do the music for it.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that one down, and I don't even know what it's called.
Batman.
Oh, it's the Tim Burton Batman.
It's called The Batman?
It's just called Batman.
Dropped the dead.
Batman starring Jack Nicholson is what it was called.
Yeah.
And everyone was so mad about Michael Keaton being cast as Batman. It's so weird to even imagine, because now he's everybody's, you know, top three Batman for sure.
Right.
There's been a few good Batmans. What am I gonna do? Will Arnett's number one.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why what?
Why is that your favorite band?
Because Prince did the music.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah, I didn't. Jack Nicholson was okay, I thought. But
it was
mainly
that Prince music that really made the Joker dance, though.
Exactly.
Like, that's what motivated him.
I mean, I kind of liked the movie. I mean, it's not as good as some of the other Batmans, but. Come on, Prince?
That's cool. Yeah.
I mean, Prince and anything, that will be my favorite.
Yeah. And they're like, Prince, can you write some music for this? And he's like, yeah, who's in there? There's a character called Vicky Vale. I got it. Vicky Vale, Vicky Vale, Vicky Vale, Vicky Vale, Vicky Vale, Vicky Vale.
And have you heard the story, supposedly from, I think it came from Tim Burton, not from Prince, that he had been, they had agreed that he was going to write the score for Batman. Excuse me. Tim Burton had not heard from him. Strange that I coughed on the mic.
It's all right. It's just...
Don't forget to lick it.
So Tim Burton, they had said, you're going to write the music for Batman? Yeah, he disappeared for like 3 weeks. Tim Burton then sent him an email, because it was email time at the time. And there was like a week to go for the deadline to write the songs. And Prince was like, yeah, I'll get to it. No worries. It's all done. I'm just finishing off some stuff. And Tim Burton was like, okay. And then it got to the deadline night before, and he got all the stuff. Tim Burton got like whatever, 12 tracks, 14 tracks or something, and they took 10 of them. And then when, I think this came from Tim Burton, when Tim Burton spoke to Prince afterwards about the score and about the success of the score and Bat Dance and all that kind of stuff, Prince was like, I did not look at it for a month. And when it came down to the deadline day, I had like 12 hours and I went into the studio with my band and we wrote all 12 tracks in a night. We all stayed up all night, sent it in, and that became the album. It was like improvised on the spot, which is how brilliant Prince is as an artist, you know.
Right. Also, now we know it could have been better. It does, when you watch the movie now, it does feel like Prince pranked them, because the music is way too fun for a movie that's supposed to be scary and suspenseful. Like, when Jack Nicholson's dancing around to a Bat Dance or whatever, it gets a little rough. All right. Dominic.
Wait, go on.
Monahan.
Yeah, you did it. But you said it under your breath. You're like,
Well, yeah, I try to be extra silent. extra silent G. I don't even want anyone to know it was ever there. It's left the premises. What do you think? What's your favorite Batman?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Batman. I really like the last Matt Reeves Batman. And as Billy knows, I really struggle to pick one. I usually pick three, but I'm going to try my best to pick one right now. I'm going to go Batman Begins. I'm a huge fan of Christopher Nolan. I'm a huge fan of that Christopher Nolan trilogy. I know everyone loses their mind about Heath Ledger's performance, and he is extraordinary in that role. But Batman Begins, for me, is the only way that they could have created that trilogy. And the whole like idea of Bruce being scared by bats, and then it becomes his power, and then him going and getting trained by Liam Neeson, and Liam Neeson coming back later, and I don't know, Bale as a Bruce Wayne for me is almost the kind of formative version of Bruce Wayne in the comic books that I read. He's a physically imposing character, but he's also a little waspy and a little kind of elitist and you know, kind of well groomed and looks great in a suit, and that for me is kind of Bale more than anyone else. So yeah, Batman Begins gets the nod.
Yeah, it was like Batman as American Psycho.
Right.
Basically, which works.
This is not an
exit. I think.
Or real Christian Bale.
He really wears a nice suit all the time. He's got some movie coming out now called Amsterdam, and I don't know anything else about it. I don't even think it takes place in Amsterdam. And I'm excited to just go in cold on that one. But thank you for your Batman recommendations. This has been the best Batman day that I can remember. What a terrific... We've celebrated Batman in all of his glory. And we got to take our first commercial break. We will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! That wasn't so bad. During the break, we selected some name tags in the audience. Amy is going to play for Lou, whose name tag says Nacho Lubre. And Billy is playing for Hannah and Commander. And Aiden is playing for Paul, who cleverly used a poster for the movie Paul. And Dominic chose someone with a Lord of the Rings, Return of the Kim.
Egomaniac.
Yeah.
Doug, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Since it became a Batman night.
It really did.
What's your favorite superhero movie of all time?
Wow. Ah,
it's a tough one.
That's fucking heavy.
That's a lot.
What are you doing to me? I'm the one putting you on the spot
with your favorite movies.
Batman. Then you turn around and ask me something even more difficult. I fear that it would be a Batman movie. I think it's Dark Knight would be my favorite superhero movie, but I'd need more time. I need more time with this question.
It's okay. It's a great answer.
But will you tell us at the end of the show?
Not that kind of time. Oh. I'm going to take next summer to think about it.
Oh, it's going to be so
dead.
I'm going to put on the back burner till next June. But I'm going to really think about this question.
There'll be 8 more superhero movies in
best
that time.
Superhero movie. But do you have a favorite one, Dom?
Favorite superhero movie?
Yeah. I mean, that's so tough.
I mean, I didn't ask you that so that you would ask me.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't. Maybe Unbreakable.
This is what happens. I get reminded of that there are superhero movies that are subtle about
because M. Night,
and they don't wear capes.
M. Night is a weird director because obviously Sixth Sense is an extraordinary movie, and then he's made films that people don't like. I wasn't a big fan of, is it Lady in the Lake or The Woman in the Lake or whatever?
The piece of crap in the lake.
The water. Right.
Doesn't matter what's in the lake. It's dragging down the entire production.
That movie. But
Bill Murray needs to show up and eat that candy bar.
But Unbreakable is fantastic. The whole idea of the fact that, like, he clearly has these superpowers, but he's trying to hide them because he doesn't want to get brought into the spotlight. And then when he gets brought into the spotlight, Samuel L. Jackson shows up. And I just think that's a masterpiece of a movie. And M. Night has these moments where he does brilliant things and then...
We don't have to worry about the other stuff.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So probably Unbreakable. Yeah.
He's got some good ones.
I love the original Watchmen as well. The movie.
Right.
I loved Watchmen.
Okay.
I know like a lot of people were not into that. I mean, the TV show was fantastic.
One person liked it.
That movie, I absolutely loved. The soundtrack to that movie, incredible. I really, really liked it.
Was it Prince?
No. It wasn't.
Carry on.
All right, well... we've determined who you're playing for, so now we have to play. I've prepared some games for today, some of which we've played on the show before. This first one is called Live, Die, Repeat. It's one of my favorites. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture in its entirety. The first person on stage who can repeat back.
Bless you.
That's apologies, but that sounded like a dog sneeze.
It did. It did.
Did you guys bring your pug?
It was sweet. It was a sweet sneeze.
Do you have dog flu? Okay, sorry. All right. So I'm going to say the title, and every time somebody guesses, because you could jump in and guess as much as you want, but anytime somebody guesses, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the title, and we're just going to go until somebody gets it.
Wait, I don't understand.
Yeah, you're slowly
I've
saying
got
the
it.
Title?
Yeah, no,
I'll say it real
the
slow.
Title of the movie.
Let's I'll give you an example. Jaws.
John Wick.
See, you did great.
John Wick.
Okay.
But the title's going to be longer than a word or two.
Okay.
That's the trick to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love, this is like just a, it just shows us the relationship between Dominic and Billy. The way Dominic has his microphone right there.
I'm ready.
Ready to go.
Ready.
And Billy's like, I'm going to put it down here.
So
as
relaxed.
As long as it's nearby, I think we'll be good.
I've got a quick draw.
He's going to be a quick draw. All right, here we go. Harry.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Hang on, Amy. Oh. He's right.
Oh, what? Dang.
The the Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, that's what it's called internationally. Oh. Us dumb Americans get Sorcerer's Stone because our stupid children wouldn't know a philosopher could be a magician.
Too much thinking. Too much thinking.
Yeah, way too. They overthought it completely. And so we have a special title. We have our own title for that first Harry Potter movie. But I really didn't expect anybody to pull it out that quickly.
I know that you was two impressive. Are friends. Have you just worked it out that you just say a word?
No, we didn't know.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we didn't know. We were not.
Because we used to do it at drama school. We did like a whole year where we had to be animals, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to like...
She's been to drama school too.
Right, you do, you're animals for a lot of it. And you would go out and the teacher would say, well, what animal is he trying to be? And me and my friend, we just made a thing that I said, just say any animal and I'll say yeah. So I go out and he'd say a tortoise. And I go, yeah, I am, yeah. And it feels like that's what you two guys are doing.
No, not at all. But interestingly, based on movies given different titles, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and what is it, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was on a ferry, like a boat.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
Not sure.
You gave that a new title, isn't it?
Not sure if American people know what a ferry is. Sorry about that.
It's what we call vaginas.
So yeah, I know a girl specifically calls it Tinkerbell.
So I was on a vagina from Germany to England at one point, and we watched what I now know is Adventures in Babysitting on the boat. But on the boat, it was called A Night on the Town. And I've never seen it called that anywhere else. So just in between foreign waters, they called it A Night on the Town. What's that about?
I guess, you know, there's only a few places that when they were probably translating it to lots of languages. Right. And that's sort of what they landed on. It sort of means the same thing as Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, so strange.
Because the word babysitting probably doesn't translate in a lot of languages.
True. You know?
Adventures in au pairs.
Right.
That sounds like a sexy movie. I want to go on an au pair adventure. Because aren't au pairs always really attractive? Isn't that part
supposedly,
of
it? Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, so oh.
Ben Affleck in trouble, right?
But congratulations.
Wow.
Congratulations, Dom. You won our first game, and that means you get to go first in our next game. Not much of a prize. Sometimes it's not even advantageous.
Oh, really? Okay.
But you get to go first.
Okay.
In this game that I'm so excited about because I come here to learn.
Yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
I learned something today about, I relearned it because I'm sure I pronounced your name right when you were on my weed show. Because I also probably did the research before.
Yeah, you probably did.
This time I got cocky.
You were probably more stoned on the previous show than you are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... this is going to blow your mind, though. Because the next game we're going to play, Bobby Moynihan was scheduled to be a guest today. Great guy. I don't have anything bad to say about him. Sure. Cancel. I don't care. I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it at all. His kid's got a soccer. I assume it's his kid. I hope he's not just, I have to go watch kids play soccer. None of which sprang from my loins. So anyway, he's got parenting shit to do. So he couldn't make it today, and I'll have him back real soon. But I thought with Bobby Moynihan and Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Well,
that it would be fun to play a game called Monaghan or Moynihan. About the actresses named Michelle Monaghan and Bridget Moynihan.
Whoa!
Okay.
Are you familiar with these actresses?
Yes.
Billy?
No. I'm not good with names.
No, just so you guys know, Billy's Billy gets Al Pacino and Robert De Niro mixed up. So that's where we're at as a guest. Yeah, yeah.
Come on,
true.
Douglas, help me out.
Well, De Niro's the one with
no,
the...
No, not with that. Moynihan.
De Niro's got a mole. And Pacino plays scenes in drag more often.
Right?
All right. So we're going to start with Dominic.
Okay.
I'm going to name a movie.
Yeah.
You tell me either Monahan or Moynihan.
Okay.
It's either Michelle Monahan or Bridget Moynihan.
And she is also Monahan, definitely?
There is a really talented, attractive actress called Michelle Monahan.
It's a yes or no question.
I just wanted to teach the audience tonight.
Yeah. Michelle Monahan and Bridget Moynihan are both, they're both terrific actresses, but I've always had a hard time keeping them apart because of their names. And they also, you know, they don't look alike, but similar enough.
Yeah, brunette-ish, working at the same time.
Brown hair.
Yeah. So they both have a ton of credits. I'll just spit one out at you, Dom.
Okay.
You tell me which one it is.
Okay.
Which one was in the aforementioned John Wick?
Oh, man. I was hoping that you were going to say Mission Impossible because I know the answer to that one. It's a 50-50 guess.
That's the risk you play with. The risk you play with trivia is they might not ask you what you're hoping they will ask.
That's true. I'm going to go Moynihan.
You're saying Moynihan. That is correct.
Whoa.
Dom's on the board. Billy.
Yes.
Here's the next one.
Go.
It's a motion picture.
Wait, don't say Mission Impossible because he's already got a clue there.
Yeah.
The motion picture is called The Sum of All Fears.
Oh, Monahan.
That's a good movie.
What?
Which Monahan. One?
Moy?
Still unclear.
Like him.
Mon?
Monahan.
Mon or Moy?
Monaghan.
Is Mon. It Mon or Moy?
Mon, not Moyne. Mon.
See, confusing.
I think he's saying she's mine. That's
confusing. It's very confusing.
She's mine.
Moy, no. Mon. 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 Mon.
You know what?
Mon.
Mike.
You guys are like those birds in Finding Nemo. You, Mine. How about this?
Right.
Point to him if it's Monahan, and don't point to him if it's Moynihan.
Okay, you ready?
Which one?
And this is an audio thing, is it?
Well, I'll repeat it.
Okay.
It's just for me to know which one you mean.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay. That's incorrect.
It's a Moyn. Yeah. It's a Moyn.
Sorry, it's a Moyn. It's a Moyn.
Classic.
And Sum of All Fears, I remember that movie was frustrating because they never give out the final figure at the end.
Yeah, I like that movie.
You know, if you're going to arrive at a sum, why not share it with us? Why are you keeping it a secret? Now I'm more afraid than when I went in. I want to know what the sum of all the fears is. All the fears. It's not just some fears. It's all fears. All right. That'd be a funny title, The Sum of Some Fears. With the score by Zamfir. All right. The next title,
okay.
Aiden.
Paul, I'm so sorry. Okay.
You could do this. Monahan or Moynihan, the classic Coyote Ugly.
Oh.
That's right. She was a coyote.
Oh.
Or she was ugly. I forget which one.
That's a Moyn.
You going Moyn?
I'm going Moyn.
Moyn is correct.
Yes. Now I know who that is. Yeah.
Aiden is on the board. Yeah, and you learned about who you're talking about as you went. That's impressive.
Well,
Amy.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage, starring in Lord of War. Who was in it with him? Was it
good film?
Monahan or Moynihan?
I'm going to go... God, I have no idea. I'm going to go Moynihan.
Moynihan is correct, Amy Miller.
for the girls.
Yes. You're doing it. You're
Moin,
doing
Moin,
it.
Moin, Moin.
I think Dom, I feel like Dom's confident over there.
No, I'm just extremely competitive and it's a real problem. No, it is like genuinely something that I'm like trying to make sense of.
And
all
I,
right, well, let's see how you do on this next one.
I genuinely don't care.
Billy, you guys really are like two sides of the same onion.
Yeah. No, Billy and I have been lucky enough to be doing a few conventions this year, and at the end of some of these conventions, we do a little panel and have a little quiz and all that kind of stuff. And Elijah Wood doesn't care, Sean Astin doesn't care, Billy doesn't care. I'm at the front of the line, like, come on, give me the answer. Like, I'm so competitive. It's just, it's a problem. So if I don't win, there's going to be some shit going now.
Do you recall if you won last time, or do you hold that with you, or do you forget?
I don't think I actually don't think. You mean when we played Dog Love Movies at Upright Citizens Brigade? I don't think I did win. I think I lost to.
Oh, you'll never forget that person's face. I bet.
I can't remember his name, but he's in Children's Hospital. The guy.
Oh, Rob Corddry.
No,
or Rob Hubel. Rob Hubel.
Rob Hubel. I lost to Rob Hubel, I think. And
Hubel.
We just
well, ever that, since yeah. his ever since his grandfather invented the telescope, he's been Rob Hubel's been pretty cocky. All right, Dom, here we go.
Okay, well, same again.
Monahan or Moynihan?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
The movie. Oh yeah. No, it goes for a while.
Yeah. they've worked a lot. Yeah, that's right.
I, Robot. Moin or Mon? Moin or Mon, Mon?
Yeah. Mon.
You're going Mon? So unlike you. Because you're wrong. It's Moin.
Oh, shit.
This is, I feel.
What's going to happen?
You just told us how much you hate losing, and now we're watching it happen.
I saw the sound guy laughing at you.
The fuck, sound guy. I'll turn my mic down.
He's a sound guy and a reasonable guy. Billy, you ready?
Yep.
Serendipity.
Serendipity.
Yes, the motion picture Serendipity.
Yeah.
Had a Moin or a Mon in it. Which one do you think it was?
So he's hoping for a clue.
No, I'm not. I'm doing it. I'm answering.
Oh, not pointing.
Not pointing.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Aiden? Yeah. I'm sure this is a favorite film of yours. Battle Los Angeles.
Whoa, what is that?
It's a movie where people got sick of living here and decided to fight it.
They're on the 405. Oh boy. Okay. Well, can you give any clues like what year it came out or?
Oh, I got this is a good one. It takes place in Los Angeles.
God damn it.
And yeah, that's about. I mean, both of these actors sort of worked during the same period, so I don't know how much the year would help.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay. I'm gonna stick with Moin.
Sticking with Moin?
Was it a mistake?
Is the way to go.
Yes!
You have 2 points. You are in the lead.
Oh! I'm in the lead?
Whoa. Everybody's got. I mean, Dom will tell you, winning feels so much better than losing.
Really, really does.
He knows it from firsthand experience. Amy, is it Moin or Mon in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I'm going to also stick with Moin.
Mon.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You be
Classic.
Quiet.
How'd you know?
Be Classic quiet, Mon.
Sorry.
Yeah, he just knows Mon when he, you know, he feels it. He's instinctually, he knows a fellow Mon. But yeah, it is Mon again. And
Get him.
But that means that Aiden won that game. Congratulations.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
That was an impressive win. And I'll tell you what you won right after the break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Just paying our respects to the Queen Mum and...
I'm not saying I would wait in line for a... I'm not saying I would wait in line to see her like in the most pristine state ever.
And he wants to play the games. That's what's crazy.
I think this is interesting, though. Like, you're waiting in line to see a wooden box. You could wait in line to see any wooden box. Like, how do you know the Queen's in there? It could be any person.
I'd wait in line to see a wooden fanny.
Right. It's like, I understand the gesture of, like, of course... From the age of 25 to 75, no, 95, she was a servant to Great Britain. That's an incredible thing to do, and a phenomenal way to live your life.
The line just keeps moving, so I got to the front of the line, and I noticed my shoelace was untied, and by the time I looked down at it, I missed the whole thing.
Right, but you're not... when you get to...
Somebody felt sad for me. I just made that up. I'm not in England right now.
You wish you were.
You know, like a theme park, you stand in line for 2 hours and then you go on the ride.
Yeah.
When you're standing in line in that situation...
You don't get to, like, climb on or something?
You don't get to see anything. You see a wooden box. It could be anything.
But it's not a fully open casket. I heard you only get to see her biff.
I mean,
and it's still wet somehow.
If it was...
What? You're mad at me and not Dominic.
What did I do? I just don't understand. Like, listen, if you revere the Queen and all that kind of stuff and you think that the royal family is an amazing thing and all those kind of things, that's great. I get it. That's of course, she's been an amazing servant to the country. But you're standing in line for... almost 2 days at one point, 22 yeah. hours.
Billy, do you talk on the podcast at all?
No.
Or are you pointing the whole time?
I enjoy it.
He's just silently judging me.
It's brilliant. It's one of my favorite hours of the week. I just go and I listen to Dom.
But is that not, I mean, even if it were, I mean, look, I revere David Bowie. I mean, Paul McCartney's going to die at one point. Yeah, he is. David Attenborough or Doug Benson. I mean, like...
Boo!
I've lost the audience.
No, you're all right, Dom. Keep going. Mention you stand in line for 20 hours to see a box. Mention that.
No, but that's... It is a weird thing. Like, let's say Doug had died, and Doug said, "My final wishes were that I could be laid in state in my coffin, not an open coffin, a closed coffin,
yep.
And have everyone come to see me." If there were 22 hours of people that came to see him, and you went to the back of the line, and you went, "Why are you here?" and they went, "I came here to pay my respects to Doug Benson." You went, "You do realize you're going to stay here for like an entire day, not sleep, and you're not going to see Doug. You're only going to see a wooden box.
Just a puff of smoke.
That supposedly he lays in. Would that not be slightly weird?"
I think the line will be even longer for Doug. Dominic?
It's not about...
No, wait. Tell us that again. You got to wait in line.
It's So Doug's dead. Doug's dead.
Wait, he's gonna be in a hot box.
Are you for or against waiting in line to look at a box?
Let's talk about your name again.
I'd actually be more into looking at a box of an open casket of Paul McCartney, and you go, oh, there's his like naked face, like sucked. All of his skin's been sucked back into his cranium. And you can kind of see the guy that sang Love Me Do, but not really. But he's wearing a suit that maybe he sang in when he, you know, was singing Love Me Do. And you're like, okay, I kind of get it. But a like, completely closed box.
Is this an automatic loss?
It makes
loss?
No sense at all. But like, so think about it.
I'm sorry, Kim. You've been disqualified.
Yeah. You only had 10 seconds to hear the question and the answer, and you didn't let me say it, so you're out.
So Doug fell out of a... He went skydiving, right? Doug went skydiving.
It's a really, like, long game we have to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But you went skydiving, and on the...
I'm going to push you over.
On the way down, there was like a propeller plane that like filleted you into tiny little pieces.
I didn't know I was going to kick a hobbit's ass today, but here we are.
And then when you fell into the ground, it was farmland and a combine harvester like filleted you up into tiny little pieces. And then they went, oh, Doug's dead. And they put little pieces of you that they thought was you into a coffin and went, hey, does anyone want to come see him because he's laying in state? Would anyone like sit there for 22 hours and then think about that in terms of Queen Elizabeth II? Thank you. I rest my case.
I don't think anyone was arguing with you.
There was no judge.
We were all on the same page, I think.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
But, you know, you'll probably hear...
I got excited.
You'll hear from some people that wanted to wait in line for that very special moment. But...
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd be more disappointed and lost this many years after that finale.
All right. We got one game to play, and it's a big one. And I'll try to speed everybody along.
My bad.
No more stories.
I got excited. I got excited.
The game is called Super Last Person Standing. This is a game we've been playing for a while on the show. It's normally called Last Person Standing, but this is Super Last Person Standing. Because I came up with a new rule, which I think we applied a couple of shows ago. Normally the game is we just get the name of an actor or actress. We all take turns saying movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, that's it. You're out. But you get to ask for help from the person whose name tag you chose one time during the game. Yeah. And... the difference in Super Last Person Standing is that each of you gets to name an actor or actress, and then all of us will name movies that star, not all together at the same time, because obviously it'll just be random people, but we take turns saying movies that any of those four people are in, and then when you can't think of one, you're out. So Amy... The women pick actors and the men pick actresses, just to, you know, keep it so okay. Get some options.
If only I could think of an actor I love.
But one that whose credits you think you know well enough to to do well.
Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna go Danny DeVito, my double D's.
I love it. I wish all of my guests would just write down the name of the person, so all I gotta do is look at their boobs, and I know what's going on. It's a great, great way to check in.
We should put helpful information here for men.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Vote no on 27 or something, you know?
Refill the ice trays once in a while. Was that universal? Okay. Oh, yeah, they don't refill the ice trays. I don't know why.
Okay, so all four of you, and I like to play along in this game, will be naming movies that have Danny DeVito in them, but then now Aiden gets to pick another actor in addition to Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who do you like?
Danny DeVito's good.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, I'm going to be basic. I'm going to say Tom Hanks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a great choice.
Safe, yeah, for
Set
all of
yourself
us.
Up for success. Yeah. You're already in the lead. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, you pick an actress whose credits you think you're familiar with. You can name a few.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. At this point, I think I would like to go with Judi Dench.
I love it.
Thank you.
Official title?
Dame Judi Dench. Yeah. Sorry.
Exactly.
Apologies, Amy. I was a disgrace. Sorry. Now, if I had to
Judi
line
Dench
up
had
to see
wait
Judi
in
Dench
line.
In a box for 22
you
hours. No, carry on.
I would definitely line up. I would queue up to see Judi Dench in a box.
22 hours.
Mm-hmm. No.
22 hours.
All right. Oh, I wrote it down in the wrong spot. Dame Judi D. Yeah, get that Judi D. What do you think, Dom?
An actress.
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton.
Ooh. See, people have picked that name in the past thinking they're being clever and then they realize, oh shit, she's a tough one. But I think you got this. And like I said, you don't have to name movies that the person you named is in. You can steal titles from the other people. And you can also ask for a reminder. We've got Danny DeVito, right. Tom Hanks, Dame Judi D, and sweet Tilda Swinton. She's a real nice lady. Have you met her, Dom? No stories.
I have not met her, but
yes or no?
I have not met her, but I have a massive crush on her. I think she's like, I just think she's incredible. I'm a big fan.
Have you seen 3,000 Years of
yes.
Longing?
Is she in that?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Doug.
It's true. Anybody could say that, but unfortunately, Amy. Wait, who? Oh, Aiden won that last game, right? Yes. So you get to go first, and then we'll go to Billy, then to Dom, then to me, then to Amy, and we'll just go around.
Just any old
naming
movie.
Naming Hanks movies, DeVito movies.
All right.
This is harder than it's appearing at this point. Because none of us have any kind of, nobody's referencing anything. It's all using our brains to come up with all these names. What do you want to start us off with, Aiden?
I'm going to start with Twins.
How dare you?
Right, starring Tilda Swinton and Dame Judi Dench.
Did you say Tom Hanks?
I do, interestingly, think, I do, looking at this, I do not think there's any crossover. I could be wrong. We'll find out later, maybe, but I don't think any of them work together, I don't think, off the top of my head. Anyway, but it might have happened. We'll maybe figure it out later. Billy?
Forrest Gump.
Good one. Cutest person I've ever seen in my life. I could cry.
Yeah. Dom?
Road to Perdition.
Oh, Road to Perdition. Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm going to go ahead and say 3,000 Years
That's
of Longing.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, no.
Come on, Doug.
Your turn, Amy.
Okay, I'm going to say Big.
Lovely.
Take that.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I can handle it. Train Wreck. Isn't it Train Wreck?
Wait.
No.
That's Amy Schumer. Wait, hang on.
They look similar,
hang
but
on.
I know what she means.
Hang on. Withdraw,
I know what she means.
Withdraw your title.
I get half a point.
So no, I know what she means.
You don't get anything.
Oh, damn it. Shit. It's but, Kate Blanchett, isn't it?
No, no. You were on the right track, so to speak. But you might want to move off on something else. There's tons of Tom Hanks movies that we know.
Oh, I get a pass. Okay, cool.
I'm just saying, don't. I feel like you're heading down the road. Trainwreck is an Amy Schumer movie. hang on. No. I know what you're doing.
What's happening? What is going on?
Do you want to stick with Trainwreck? Hey, no. Please. I gotta repeat this, I guess. Do
oh
not
God.
Yell out
He's
any
cheating.
Answers at all, even if I'm getting something wrong, because I figured out that Tilda Swinton is indeed in Trainwreck, and we could have worked it all out ourselves. So don't do that again, please.
What happened? Okay.
You want to stick with Trainwreck? Now that everyone's told you Tilda Swinton's definitely in it?
You were right.
I thought you meant something else, which we might yes. find out about later.
Yes, I know what you think.
Yes.
But okay. Alas, I'm sticking with Trainwreck.
Good call. Billy.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. Correct. Dominic.
Philadelphia,
of course. He's most cities you name, Tom Hanks has been in a movie.
Yes.
Named after it. I'm going to go with Joe versus the Volcano.
Mm.
Nice.
So good. Mm. Yeah.
Amy?
Belfast.
Oh, Dench. Oh, we got denched.
That's a good one.
Aiden?
Captain Phillips.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Billy's touching his nose, always a sign that he's about to answer.
Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Why aren't you guys listing from the actresses you chose?
What?
Because they're stealing the Tom
I've
Hanks
never
one.
Never seen a Judi Dench movie.
It's strategic.
How dare you?
But I met her once and she was an absolute darling.
She needed a shout out.
Tom?
What do you got, Tom? About 1,000 movies to choose between.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to get rid of the obvious ones, but it's not easy.
You know what to say.
Toy Story.
Oh, nice. Toy Story 2.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Come on, indeed.
Toy Story 3.
Good.
I mean, Toy Story 4.
Yeah! Sorry, Billy.
Oh, you're fucked.
Would it be wrong to be struggling at this point?
No.
It is weird how it just kind of your mind goes.
Because I know that we were talking about a superhero earlier. But I'm not sure of the names of those movies.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say
me.
The Doug, wrong
Doug,
name.
Do I say the wrong one there?
Doug, could you remind him of the actors that he is supposed to be thinking of?
Danny DeVito.
Thank you.
Tom
Tilda
Hanks.
Tilda Swinton.
Lovely.
Hanks. And...
Dench.
Got Dench. One. Got one, sir.
Okay.
Snowpiercer.
That is correct.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. What I thought you meant when you said Trainwreck. My mind went to, no, she's in Snowpiercer, but she is also in Trainwreck.
It was a Trainwreck, that
It really
movie.
Was. It was a...
She's transformative.
Snowpierced Trainwreck. Dom and... wait, we're back to Dom already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all those Toy Stories went fast.
I'm trying to think of none.
So strategic
ones.
Over there.
Yeah. Try to be strategic.
I feel as if I'm waiting in line to see the Queen's box.
Is it 22 hours?
Yeah, exactly.
Say a Tilda Swinton movie, Dom. What the fuck?
Pinocchio.
The new Tom Hanks Pinocchio? Do you know any of his films that are in pre-pro? Oh, Geppetto. Man with One Red Shoe. Come with the.
Nice.
What is,
very
good. What very is good. That?
Choice. It's a great choice.
Renaissance Man.
What is that?
It's a Danny DeVito film. Because I know the actor I chose. Unlike the rest of you freaks. It's very good.
What do you got, Aiden?
Okay, I'm going to go. Oh, God, I hope this is the name of it. The Money Pit?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of mine.
So funny.
Yeah.
Snowfall? Like
what?
Snowfall?
Snowfall?
It's a TV show on is FX it? About cocaine.
Right, it's not that then.
I know Remember, what he meant. I know what he meant.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's you. There's the... James Bond, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's that? Snow something?
Oh, think of the song.
Snowball?
Snowball.
Yeah, there.
No. No,
it's
but I'm helping you.
Skyfall.
Skyfall.
Thank you.
No,
it's a very Skyfall. Small hint. Very small hint from Amy.
Snowball.
Thank you.
Snowball.
Snowball. Snowball. They should have called that movie Snowball. It would have made more sense. So would the theme would have made more sense, you know, because you'd be singing about when you snowball, because you just keep snowballing. But when you skyfall, you're going to hit the ground. Dominic.
This is getting kind of real now.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Say it again.
Turner and Hooch.
this is Hooch is funny to me. Volunteers.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Where Tom Hanks met his wife.
Matilda.
That's not her name.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yes.
Very
great
nice.
Movie.
Nice.
Great movie.
Good pull.
This could get me destroyed in this room if he's if he's not in this movie. Was he in? Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah!
Wow. Was he? He was the one who couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
But you know, like, all those movies kind of become one movie.
Yeah.
No.
And to me... Harry's met
Amy's
Harley.
Don't
say movie
don't
titles.
Do
oh, sorry.
Harry's met Harry.
Harry's got Sally. That's how they say it in the UK.
Yeah,
that's what it was called in Scotland.
Yeah. When Harry got Sally. Kind of a spoiler. They don't get together till the end. Or I guess they get together and break up and get back together. Anyway, Dominic.
Philomena.
Philomena.
Very nice, yeah.
Philomena, yes. Philomena.
Great
yes.
movie if you've not seen it. Written by Steve Coogan, for my money, the greatest comedian that has come out of England since Peter Sellers. Steve
wow.
Coogan. If you don't know anything about Steve Coogan,
love
go
him.
Check him out. Steve Coogan is a
let's
master
take,
comedian.
He's great. Let's take a moment. Let's have a quantum of solace.
Yeah, lovely.
Very good.
Lovely.
Polar Express.
Oh. Elvis.
Yeah. Oh.
Is it? It's called Elvis,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Nice.
Fat Hanks. Thanks.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Wow.
Billy. It comes around fast. I know.
I'm between two here, Doug.
Okay.
One, I think, is right. But I don't know which
say
one.
Say that one.
Yeah, go for that.
What kind of thrill seeker are
option.
You?
Oh, shit, a brick. She may be in both, but... hold.
What is Judy Dench?
Elizabeth. In? Elizabeth. I mean...
Elizabeth.
Yeah?
Sure.
Thank you.
You were scared there, right?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Dench.
Judy Dench.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
Dame Judy Dench, who incidentally knows what time it is any time of the day when you ask her. What time is it? It's 12 minutes to 4.
Really?
Not always. Only when it's 12 minutes to 4.
Yeah.
To the minute.
Is that your experience with her?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I really need a pee. Tom, go, carry
go,
on.
Go, go, go.
No, no, go.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying it. Sorry. I'm enjoying being tight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
I can pantomime.
Go, Tom! What would you do in that line? 22 hours needing
to
pee.
I was going to pantomime while you go piss.
No, carry on.
I was going to do a cartwheel and then the splits.
No, go on.
No, we were just going to keep going without you. And then you jump back in. But if you want to stay, that's an option too. Dom?
I kind of want you to go for a piss.
No.
Well, because then on the way back, you could get me a beer.
No.
I'm annoyed.
Go. I need to think of another Tom Hanks movie.
Mrs. Brown.
Well done. Ooh.
Judi Dench.
Yeah. I heard she's got a Dame. Lovely daughter.
Yeah, Billy worked with
Mrs.
her.
Mrs. Brown.
That's how Billy knows Judi Dench.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Do, 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 do. Right?
That's lovely rendition.
Sorry to do the accent.
I feel bad for Billy and Aiden today because, you know, it's your first time on the show and you're just up here playing with a bunch of ruthless people.
I hope we're making a big splash.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that's good. Oh, no. Okay. Tom Hanks, Judi Dench, Tilda Swinton. Okay, no, it's not her. Whoa.
Do I go to your lifeline?
Paul.
Oh, interesting.
Paul, help me.
What do you got?
Paul, do you have anything?
That thing you do. That thing you do, Tom Hanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Very nice. Billy?
Master and Commander.
Oh, he's going to his lifeline.
Please.
Hannah Commanda says Casino Royale.
Lovely. I'll take that one.
Very
Thank
good
you,
job.
Thank you very much.
Dominic?
No, he already coughed on it, so it's good that he's now licking it.
Are you sure you don't want to go for a piss?
No, I'm good, thanks.
I'm loving the beer.
No, I'm all right.
The beach.
Oh, the
Tell
beach.
This
one. Okay.
Shouldn't I?
I'd love a beer.
Would you?
Yeah. What if you pretend to go for a piss and just go get us a couple of beers?
Okay. Does anybody want anything? Am I allowed to do that,
Doug? I can't believe that worked.
It's my first time. I don't know.
But you'll have to try to, you know, listen up while you're back there because we're going to keep going.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you want to, like, you, if you leave right now, you'll miss me saying Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, no, that was my next one.
Oh, shit.
Two.
Oh, shit. Amy.
Oh,
do you want
just a little bit?
There's beer. Beer delivery.
Look at that.
I'm going for a pee anyway. So much. He's
going
to go piss anyway.
That's nice.
Oh, wait, God. Doug, can you just remind us of the actors? Tom Hanks,
Danny DeVito, Dame Judi Dench,
Danny?
Tilda.
I just blacked out.
What's that?
I blacked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I can do it.
Isn't it Dom's turn?
I know we have limited time. Yeah, it is Dom's turn.
No, it's your turn. You're right.
Oh, I just went.
It's Amy's turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, no. I can't be the first to go out with this crew. Oh, I have a lifeline. Okay, then I'll use my
lifeline.
Lou?
Lou.
What's up?
Lube.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Danny DeVito classic. Yeah.
Thank you, Lou.
Very nice.
I blew it.
You.
Oh no, we got something going on here.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Batman.
Who?
Batman.
Uh-huh.
For What's the one with Danny DeVito? Returns.
Yes.
Yes. Happy Batman Day.
Happy Batman Day. Uh-oh. What do we do now?
Danny DeVito saw the new Batman. There, he's back.
How was it?
He didn't bring him a beer.
Fantastic.
Danny DeVito saw the new. He saw the new The Batman, and he announced that he's a better Penguin than Colin Farrell.
No,
and I'm like, go Danny. That's awesome. Okay, Billy. Here's what you missed.
Right.
We named about 40 movies while you were gone. No, all we did was. What'd you say, Amy?
I said what Lou said.
Oh yeah, what did Lou say?
Throw Mama from the Train,
and
a
then
classic.
Aiden said
Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
Oh jeez.
Oh no.
Oh, that's the one I just googled as well. I didn't really. My phone's there. See. I was going to say one of the Batmans. Oh, we've done all the thing. We've done all the James Bonds, have we?
No.
No, there's a few more.
Couple.
Quantum. She was
M in like 7 of them, I think.
Was she? God. Skyfall, Quantum of Solace, the Casino Royale. Have we done all of them?
Said that one, yeah.
The Darkness of. The Inescapable. Oh God. I'm going to be out here, aren't I? Because
I think so.
Yeah, hold on. Give me count me down from 10.
Okay. 3, 2.
Wait a minute. Wait, was Tilda Swinton in Slab Boys?
Who?
Tilda Swinton?
Slab Boys?
The Slab Boys.
I'm going to say yes. Dom.
Done.
Three seconds? Yeah, we're out of time. We can either stop playing entirely or play quicker.
I wonder how we ran out of time.
Wait, remind me of the actors. It's Tom Hanks, Danny DeVito.
Skip.
Judi Dench, Tilda Swinton.
You got this.
I'm gonna ask for my help.
Oh, okay.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, of course.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Michael. Who is in Doctor Strange? She.
Tilda, of course.
Tilda.
Oh, yes.
The one you picked.
No, exactly.
She was also in a motion picture called Michael Clayton.
Yes. Castaway.
Well done.
No.
Oh, done Castaway already happened.
Already happened.
When?
I did
a long time ago.
Fuck.
Oh, no. You've just been sitting on that one like you were golden.
I've really checked out emotionally on this game. I guess I'm out because I don't want to take up any more time. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for my tour dates.
It's coming. It's going to be amazing.
Aiden, do you have another one?
Wait, did someone already say Revolutionary Road?
No,
because it was Road to Perdition.
Road to Perdition, exactly, yeah.
Wait, is he in both?
Both.
Which one? Hanks is in
neither.
Road to Perdition.
Both? I think both?
Revolutionary Road, isn't that DiCaprio and Winslet or something?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Is that a one?
No, good, good.
Oh, it was Road to Perdition. Yeah. I'm out.
I think I'm out. It's too painful. There's a
Billy's out?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Dom.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Danny DeVito.
Whoa! That's
pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I was fucking holding on to that. Like when you have diarrhea and you're like, it's coming. And I was like, I'm going to hold on to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And it just happened at the right time.
All imagine right. that when well, you're
it's
queuing
your,
up.
Your
to
turn
see
again,
your
Dom. It's your turn again.
Well, I just did
it's
One
just Flew Over the
It's just you and me.
Oh. Wait, you didn't
hurry.
Go. You didn't go.
I did go.
What? Who?
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, I thought that was something that you said after.
Yeah.
You were asking.
It is something I said.
Remind me one more time of the actors.
Totally said it. There's Tom Hanks from Bachelor Party. Danny DeVito from Tin Men.
Damn it.
And Tilda Swinton from
Stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And Who was the other one? Dench. Dench, you can just name another James Bond movie.
No, she's not in all of them.
But she started at Pierce Brosnan, didn't she?
Quantum of Solace?
I said that one. Golden Eye. Okay. Tomorrow
she's not
Never Dies.
Wait,
Tomorrow
she's not Never Dies. You're out.
Huh?
She's not
no,
in
I'm
Golden
just
Eye.
Explaining it to you.
Oh,
you,
but she's you, not in Golden Eye, so you're out.
You quit pumping. You won the game. I'm not even eligible to win.
Nice job, Kim.
Sorry. I'm super competitive.
But check this out. What did we miss?
Green Mile.
Oh, My Cousin Vinny.
We got Philadelphia.
Who's in My Cousin Vinny?
My Cousin Vinny.
Somebody said My Cousin Vinny.
It's Joe Pesci, you dum-dum.
He gets his little
Terminal.
Actors.
Terminal.
Yeah.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Cloud Atlas. But anyway, congratulations, Dominic Monaghan.
Not gonna lie, I thought Tilda Swinton was in Lord of the Rings and they just weren't saying it and it was driving me crazy, but I guess she's not.
No, Kate Blanchett really has confused everybody today. All right, Elizabeth. Where's your name tag, Dom? Who you play for?
My lovely lady on the front row here.
Eric.
You win. Woo! I'm so happy for you. You are a winner.
Return of the Kim.
And Dom, you get to go first. Promote yourself. What do you got to plug?
Oh, hey. Dom Monaghan on Instagram. And follow Billy and I on The Friendship Onion. And we also have a podcast called Moriarty, The Devil's Game. I guess that's about it. Oh. Thanks for coming. It's so nice of you to come. Yay, I'm so glad you won. Yay.
Yeah, she waited 22 hours to get that box, Dom. Because of you.
Billy Boyd, great first time guest.
Well, it was lovely, Douglas. It
the
really
best.
Was.
The
I
best.
Couldn't have asked for more.
Super fun. Love to have you back sometime. Just don't tell Dom you're coming. Aiden Mayeri, am I saying that right? How do you say your last name?
Yes, you said it right.
All right, good. Because I've only read it on the screen. Like I said, I love that about you. It's an awesome show on Showtime. You can probably stream all of it if you can get your hands on Showtime.
Yes.
The whole first season.
I love that for you.
I love that for you. What'd I say?
I love that about you.
I love that about you, man. I love that for you. It's on Showtime. Confess Fletch.
Is in theaters right now. But also on digital things.
Yeah.
And
you play a very different character from your character on the show. So
yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And thank you for also being another great first time guest. Come back
so
and don't
good.
Tell Dom.
Sorry, Dom.
Because I think you're all going to be lifelong friends now, right, Amy?
Apart from me.
Yeah,
I love it. I'm gonna get double teamed by these hobbits. do you call it an Eiffel Tower in the UK? Okay. I have a new album out. It's called California King. You can buy it or stream it. I have a new special out. It's called Ham Mouth. You can watch it on YouTube. It's a Comedy Central special. And then, I'll be in Portland next Sunday, September 25th. So if you live there, come see me. There's truly only like 10 tickets left. I'm not lying about that. So if you just get them. And then I'll be many other places soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Amy.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
I got a couple of things to plug here, I think. Like I mentioned earlier, we'll be back here in about a month doing our monthly Doug Loves Movies at Dynasty Typewriter. The next one is on October 22nd. We'll talk a lot about scary movies on that one, I'm sure. And I'm doing stand-up at the American Comedy Company in San Diego on Saturday, October 1st at 4:20, a couple of weeks from now.
4:20, huh?
Yeah, all my shows are at 4:20 in the afternoon because I like to be done with work by 6. I went a little over today, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some overtime.
That was me. That was me.
No, we know.
But we all... We all had a wonderful time. Thank you once again to Dominic Monaghan, Billy Boyd, Aidan Meiri, and Amy Miller. As always, I'm not a bit surprised.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in